This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيبُ دَعْوَةَ الدَّاعِ إِذَا دَعَانِ فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي وَلْيُؤْمِنُوا بِي لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Dua, one of the strongest weapons, one of the mightiest tools to get help from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's amazing that this ayat come right after Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about Ramadan and all of the good deeds we do in Ramadan, and then we celebrate Eid, and then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking about dua. A man came to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he asked him the question. He said, O Prophet of Allah, Allahu qareebun fanunadi am ba'idun fanunaji. Is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala close? So when we talk to him, when we ask him, we should be whispering, or is he distant? So when we talk to him, we should be yelling or screaming. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed those ayat. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَإِذَا سَأَلَكَ عِبَادِي عَنِّي. O Muhammad, when my slaves ask you about me, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, according to our understanding, should have told him, according to the Arabic discourse, tell them I'm close. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala directly says, I am close. He didn't tell the Prophet to tell us. He told us directly. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. He is al-Wadud, the most loving. And He's so close to us. So do we make dua? Do we really make use of dua? In fact, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about dua as being the essence of ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us in Surah Ghafir, ayah number 60.
وَقَالَ رَبُّكُمْ دُعُونِي أَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, make dua, ask me, and I will respond to you. I will answer your call.
إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ عَنْ عِبَادَتِي سَيَدْخُلُونَ جَهَنَّمَ دَاخِرِينَ.
Allah said, those who are so arrogant to, Allah said the word عِبَادَتِي. The scholars of tafsir said عِبَادَتِي, which means, you know, worshipping me here, it means it is dua. So some people feel arrogant to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah promised them that their end will be hellfire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us all. Let's go back to the ayat and see the mercy and the compassion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala towards us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَإِنِّي قَرِيبٌ أُجِيب. Allah didn't say أستجيب. He said, I answer the dua instantly. Because when you have أستجيب, this alif and sin and ta, it means it's taking time. But Allah said, no, it will not take time. I will respond to you instantly. Da'wah, just one da'wah, one dua. One time you call Allah, Allah will instantly respond to you. Even though He's a samad, He's in no need of His creation. And all of His creation need Him. He is al-ghani. He has no need for us. Yet He's waiting for us to make dua, to ask Him. And so many people are not using dua to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ujibu da'wah. And then He said, da'wat al-da'i. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used al-da'i with alif and lam, the definite article da, meaning Allah knows anyone when they're making dua. Don't say, I'm in the middle of the desert of nowhere. No one can see me. No, Allah is al-basir. Allah is al-sami'. Allah is the all-seeing. Allah is the all-hearing. Allah can see you. Allah can hear you. Just make the dua. Don't say, I'm in the basement and the light switched off. Allah can hear you. Allah can see you. Allah knows everyone who's making dua, wherever they are. إِذَا دَعَانَ. Allah didn't say, if they call me. Allah said, whenever they call me. إِذَا دَعَانَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is offering us this great opportunity. Let's make use of it. And then at the end, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. Allah didn't say, فَلْيُجِيبُونِ. When it comes to us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala didn't say, let them listen to this and come back to me instantly and do what I'm commanding them to do. Allah said, take your time. فَلْيَسْتَجِيبُوا لِي. And let them believe in my promise. لَعَلَّهُمْ يَرْشُدُونَ. Maybe if they are sincere in their dua, they will get the ultimate goal of every Muslim, which is guidance in this life and in the Akhirah. Brothers and sisters, let's make use of this very strong weapon, this very might tool, which is dua. And we need to learn the etiquette of dua. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala taught us, if we really want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to answer our dua, listen to what He said in Surah An-Naml. أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَاهُ. We need to learn how to do dua in muttar. When you are really in a hardship, you need to ask Allah from the deepest bottom of your heart. It's not lip service. Shed some tears when you're asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We all go through hardships and we need Allah. So don't disregard dua. It's a strong weapon. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guide us all to make dua to the best of our abilities. And more importantly, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept all of our dua. Ameen. Here is Rida Bader wishing you the best all the time until you meet with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the payday. And you'll be smiling and happy. Ameen. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.